Because any act of hatred and injury toward another human is an action that will stop you. It will prevent you from truly harnessing this energy of love. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Mercurial Mind Show. Wow. How are you guys doing? It's been a while. I miss you guys. I took off for a little time to plan my wedding with the love of my life. So here I am. Thank God the wedding was a success. And I'm like the most happiest man on earth right now. And it was awesome. I shared some clips on my social media handles so you guys can get a hold of it and, experience this wonderful moment with me. It was awesome. Definitely, there is no feeling that is better than that. So, but I'm back for you guys, right? I am back for us to continue where we stopped. And if you haven't seen any of the videos, if you haven't seen any of the clips, just go to Chidi Gabriel on Instagram and you will, have yourself a field day, right? Watch whatever you want to watch and experience the love, experience the joy that we shared on that day. I mean, I'm very overwhelmed with the love, the support, the kindness that people showed me. And it's part of the reason that I've returned here to share a very, very complex topic about love. But enough about me for now. How are you guys doing? I miss you guys, like I said. I want to know how you're doing. You know the routine. Reach out to me, send me a DM, tell me how you're doing, tell me what you've been working on, tell me whether you went on vacation with your family or loved ones, or you're working on a new project or whatsoever it is, I would like to know how you're doing in general so I can know how we can help each other. So welcome to this show. If today is the first time you are, listening to us, I want to say a very big welcome and a very big thank you. This is a small community that is filled with love and energy, positive energy. We try as much as possible to radiate, powerful values into the lives of the people around us. Here we teach about growth. We teach, different things about personal development, emotional intelligence. We teach about purpose. We teach about mindsets. We teach about behavioral analysis and, different kind of things that will help you to crush your everyday goals, so that you can have that life that you have always wanted for yourself. Well, today I want to talk about harnessing the energy of love. This is a very complex topic because whenever you hear the word love, as simple as it may sound, it is a very complex topic. So if you are walking your dog right now, if you are in your living room right now, or commuting to work, or running on a treadmill, or whatever you're doing, just please give me a few moments of your time. Trust me, what you're gonna learn today is gonna be awesome. It's something that is gonna help you for you to understand. It's just like we want to take another look at love, that word. Because normally we see love as a very simple word. We see love as the value. But on today's episode, we want to talk about love as an energy, not as a value, not just as a word, but as an energy. So we want to learn how we can harness that energy and use it for our good. I have my note prepared here so that I can be able to give you my best. So come on with me as we go on this journey, right? The issue of love has been somewhat complicated, but the reason it's complicated is not because of the word love itself. It's because of the application of it and the expression, the different expression of it. That's why it seems complicated. But the word love itself never changes. It's still the same, even in our forefathers' time, even in our time, and is still the same. It still means the same thing. It's just the way that we express it these days that makes it look so, so complex. But amidst the complexity, I want to be able to break some things down here on this episode for us to understand that love is not just a value. Love is an energy. And when we learn how to harness this energy, it will help us to progress in every aspect of our lives. Like I told you in the beginning, like I feel like I'm the most blessed. It's not just because I married the love of my life, but because of the energy of love that I felt on the day of my traditional wedding. People came from far and near, right? It was meant to be just a small gathering of people, but we saw people more than we expected. A lot of people came, right? And we felt the love, we felt the energy. And it's part of the reason I want to talk about this topic today, because sometimes we just look at love as something that is between spouses or something that is between two friends or people that are in a relationship or maybe parents and their children. It is much bigger than that. It is something that has to do with every day of life. As we go further, I will be telling you about some needs, the human needs, that something that every human being needs is part of the things that we crave for. And in all these needs, love is at the center. So before I go further, I want to take us back a little bit. I'm a Christian, right? So if I'm making this reference, I'm not trying to, you know, judge you who is not a Christian, or I'm not trying to talk about religion. It's because I'm a Christian. You know, I have that background. I have that relationship with my God. So if you look at the issue of love, why I say love is an energy is this. If you look at the Bible, the New Testament, John 3:16, that word said, that verse said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." Now, he gave his only begotten son. And the son himself, who is Jesus, agreed to die for mankind because of his love for us. So I want you to watch this. There are things that he need to do in order to achieve that goal. God sending him, God knows that there are certain things he has to go through that requires a lot of energy, a lot of commitment. But this is the thing. Because of that word, love, because of the love that God has for us and his son Jesus has for us, that love gave them the energy. It gave God the energy to say, okay, I'm sending my only begotten son, even though he's not convenient for me, even though he's not at fault, he's not a sinner, but he's going to die for us. And Jesus himself took upon that cross. He took that cross upon himself, knowing very well that this is not my cross to bear. I did not commit anything. I did not do nothing wrong. But I love these people. So that love energized him to be able to carry out that task till the end. But let's bring it to our contemporary time. Let's talk about us right now. The energy of love is something that when you experience it, when you learn how to harness the energy of love, it will help you both in growing your business. It will help you in, you know, growing in your relationship. It will help you in every aspect of your life. It's not just something that will help you in your relationship with your spouse, or it helps you in every aspect of life, relationship with people, relationship in your business, in partnership, in every aspect of life. But when you don't see love as an energy, you will not be able to know these things. So before I go further, I want you to know this. About 3 years ago, I attended the Unleash the Power Within conference by Tony Robbins. And he talked about the six human needs, right? I'm going to mention these six needs. But he talked about these six human needs. And when he buttressed on those these six needs, you will understand, as I will share with you very shortly, why love is an energy. And why when we learn how to harness that energy, it will help us to have a successful and a fulfilled life. But let me mention this quickly. If love is an energy, hate also is an energy. Stay with me here. Hate also is an energy. That is why when you see someone who is hateful, they can harm another person. They can harm someone else because of the hate. You know, I was watching one movie, you know, all those movie that there's one man is serial killer and he's an older man, right? I was watching the movie with my wife and the police, the man is very rich and very smart. He was once a judge, right? So this man picked people and killed them because of the hate. So when he was growing up, the father employed one help, right? And the help was from a different ethnicity. And because that help was, you know, doing everything right, the father loved him very much. And he thought that the father is neglecting both him and the mother because of that help. Now he developed so much hate that he, you know, he found an opportunity and he killed that help. And from that day onwards, anybody that is from that ethnicity, he will lure them in and he will kill them. He will torture them and kill them because of that hate. Now there's this young man that started investigating. The man is not a police officer, but he started investigating this man because he found something. Now he killed this young man too. But when all this thing was going on, these people are young adults, like in their youth, you know, very flourishing, very strong when it comes to physical fitness. Then I was telling my wife, I said, what is wrong with these people? Look at this old man. Can they be able to beat this man up and even kill him? Because he has killed so many people. Why are they allowing this man to defeat them, to do this and to do that? And later on, I realized that those people, they don't have hate in their hearts. They love people, but that man has hate. The man has evolved in his hatred for those people, that is giving him so much energy to be able to fight young, vibrant men, beat them up and kill them. For you to see the kind of energy this man has harnessed from hate. Now I want you to flip that around. If you can be able to harness that same type of energy from love, what difference do you think this will make in the world? Now, let's look at those six needs. I will go through them, then I will come back to it and speak on each of the needs for better understanding. Now, these six needs are 1, connection, 2, significance, 3, certainty, 4, variety, 5, growth, and 6, contribution. Now, watch this. These six things, every human have need for them. Every human. When I start explaining these points, you will know that every human have need for this thing. So, but before I begin, I want you to write this thing down. I want you to appreciate love. Because when you appreciate love, you will never lack it. That is one way that you can begin to experience the energy that comes from it. Appreciate love itself. Even if you think you don't have anybody in your life that you love so much right now, you don't need to have somebody you love before you appreciate the world, the word love itself. You need to understand that the word love is a force on its own. There is no force that is more powerful than this force. So when you appreciate the word love itself, you will never lack it. And I want you to write this down also. Every single act of hatred or injury toward another is an action that keeps us from harnessing the energy of love. You may tell yourself that I am not a hateful person. I don't hate people. But one way or another, one time or another, you hurt people, even unknowingly. Wisdom demands that we go and ask for forgiveness. We seek reconciliation. Because any act of hatred and injury toward another human is an action that will stop you. It will prevent you from truly harnessing this energy of love. So as I'm going through these 6 needs, I want you to think about it. The things that you know that you have done to somebody else. The things that you did to somebody that you know that is hurtful. And maybe because of your ego or pride, or you think they hurt you back or something and you're keeping it. This thing will stop you from harnessing the energy of love. If it is one thing you can do for yourself right now, you can pause this particular podcast or this particular episode and go make it right. Because even if you learn about these 6 needs and learn how you can harness the energy of love, and you still have somebody that is hurting because of you, it will stop you from experiencing fully the energy of love and using it for your good. So number one, connection. Every human desires connection. If there is one thing COVID taught us, that, you know, we made it so open for everybody to see. When everybody was locked inside, the highest rate of suicide, the highest rate of obesity, people were eating like crazy, the highest rate of depression, the highest rate of separation, like people were going crazy because there is no room for them to go out and connect with people. They only connect with devices. Every meeting was on Zoom. Everything was done electronically. So people were losing connection, and that made them go crazy. So this is one of the needs of every human. Because in connection, you find happiness. In connection, you find love. In connection, you find partnership. You find kindness. So every human need connection. Now, how can you connect without loving? That's the question. How do you think you can connect without you loving? That is why love is still at the center of this human need. And connection can bring you too many things. Right? I feel so joyful that I have a woman that I love so much in my house right now. Somebody that I can talk to, somebody that I can cry to, somebody that I can vent, somebody, every single thing that I want, right? I have somebody that I love so much that I can do that with. There is no feeling that is greater than that. But love is at the center, because when you have that love and harness the energy that comes through it, you'll be able to make better connections. But when you don't have love, your connections will simply not be very valid. It will simply not be very strong. So if you look at this need, you will still know that love is needed. The energy of love is needed to make this need satisfactory. Then number two is significance. You know, many people will be like, I don't want significance. I don't want to be significant in life. I just want to live my simple life. True. But you don't need to be significant. There are people that look up to you without even you knowing. They admire your life. To those people, you are relevant. To those people, you are important. So even if you think you're not living a significant life, to those people, you are. A father cannot say, I'm not significant in anything. To your children, you are. To your wife, you are. The same thing. A mother that might be like, okay, I just want to live a simple life. Your kids look up to you, right? Some of them want to be like you when they grow up. So all these things is a need that every human has. There are people that go extra mile just to be significant in what they do, which is a very good thing. I'm not against that. As long as you're going at it, you know, through the right way. Now, if you ask yourself a question, you want to be relevant, you want to be important, you want to live a life of meaning. But the question is, for who? For who? Why do you want to live a relevant life? Why do you want your life to have meaning? Let's just say, just for nobody. You just want to do it for yourself. Why do you want to do it for yourself? Because you love yourself. And now that love that you have for yourself will give you that energy that you need to do the needful things, to take the necessary steps in order to achieve relevance and meaning. Then number three is certainty. If there is one thing that we need in this life, is certainty. Like everybody at the age of 7, we want to know what we will look like at the age of 60. Like what our financial life will look like, our relationship will look like, our children, our grandchildren, our whatever. We just want that certainty. But it's unfortunate that we don't have it. That life evolves as we grow. But certainty gives you power. That's one of the reasons we want certainty in everything. If I'm certain about something, I have like confidence about that thing because I'm not shaking. I know that, okay, I'm certain about this. This is happening, right? But why do you want certainty? Why do you want that power? Why do you want to experience it? Because if you have certainty, let me give you for an example. Now, if you have certainty for your finances, you believe you are making enough money. Who are you making the money for? For the people you love. You want to use it to help your children, help the less privileged. You want to use it to contribute to the betterment of mankind. And all these things, what is the cause? Love. Because you love your children. You love the less privileged. You love the orphans. You love the poor. So having that certainty is a need that everybody desires. But at the center of it is still love. Because when you don't love your children, you don't want to, you know, make sure you leave certain things that will give them a certain future, that will make their future look very certain, right? No, you don't want to work so hard and want to leave wealth for them. But because you love them, and that energy of love is empowering you and helping you to build a life of certainty, both for yourself and for the ones you love. You stay out late in the night. You work hard more than others. You know, you do things to keep yourself fit simply because you want to make sure that the life you were not able to experience, you let your kids experience it, you let your friends experience it, you give another person the opportunity to experience it. That is love. And it is the energy that comes from love that is empowering you to do that. Then number four is variety. You know, although we are unique beings, all of us, we still like flexibility. Nobody just want to be defined as just one thing. I'm just a husband and that's it. No, nobody wants that. I'm just a father and that's it. People want to be different things. They want to be able to know that I'm capable of becoming different things in life. But although you will be those things in your own unique way, variety is still something that everyone craves. You will not be able to know how to swim and still know how to play tennis. You want to be able to know how to fly a plane and still know how to drive a car. You don't just want to just be defined or confined into one apartment and that's it. No, no human being wants that. Conditions sometimes will force us, but no human being deep down, no human being wants to be confined in one apartment in life. So variety is one of the needs of human beings. And you know one thing that variety does? It helps you to connect with different individuals from different backgrounds, to appreciate culture, to love who doesn't look like, to love someone who doesn't look like you, who doesn't have the same color like you, to eat the food made from somebody else, to taste the spices from another culture, right? All those things are things that we want to experience because we love each other and we love life and we love ourselves. I remember the first time me and my baby, we went on vacation. We went for jet skiing, right? I have never done that before. the instructor, told us one or two things, the things to do and all that. But I just want to experience it with the person that I love, right? If I say to myself, oh no, I haven't done this before, I'm not ready to do it and all that, that particular day, that jet skiing bonded us more. Finding ourselves in the middle of the ocean, just the two of us, it means we have each other. If anything happened to us right now, it's just the two of us. So all those things are the things that love can energize you to do. So I want you to understand this point. In case you're looking at love as something that is wicked, because some people, because they failed or one or twice in dating somebody and they think love doesn't exist. The reason I'm doing this episode is for you to understand that love is bigger than just being in a relationship. It has everything to do with your life in general. Now, number five is growth. Everybody wants to grow. Even people that tell you that they don't believe in personal development and growth, they want to grow. Naturally, we grow. Every aspect of our life, we want to grow. I grow mentally every day. I grow psychologically every day. In my relationship with my wife, she invests more in the emotional part, and I invest more in the mental and psychological part. And these things complement each other, right? I learn from her because of the way she thinks. She handles things emotionally. And she learns from me the way I handle things psychologically. You know how men, think and do. So that's the thing. Growth is something that everybody wants. No matter what somebody is telling you today, they don't, I'm okay, I'm this and that. They want to learn new things. And why do you want to learn new things? Because you want to experience life in another way, in another dimension. So growth will give you a sense of satisfaction. It will give you a sense of fulfillment. That's it. And why do you want satisfaction? Can you be satisfied without love? Can you be fulfilled without love? Absolutely not. So that is a need for you to grow. And to grow is not easy. Growing requires work. But when you love, truly love somebody, you will go out of your way to grow. You will do things that are uncomfortable for you to grow, because you want to be able to help them. You want to be able to love them the way they want to be loved. So growth is one of the needs of human beings. And the essence of it is still to help somebody to experience peace, to experience satisfaction and fulfillment. And all those things that you need to do, the process of the growth, you need energy for it. And when you have love in your life, that will help to energize you, to give you that energy that you need to do and take the uncomfortable steps, take the uncomfortable actions in order for you to be able to grow. Then the last one is contribution, the number six. Contribution. Everybody wants a sustainable fulfillment, a sustainable satisfaction. And when we contribute, it does something to both the person we are giving to and to ourselves, who are the givers. It's not just the person receiving that experiences some kind of spiritual upliftment. We ourselves, we do experience it. And why do we give? Because we love. Why do we contribute? Because we want to help. So it is one of the needs. No man wants to live this life knowing that they didn't contribute nothing to humanity. So it's one of the needs of human beings. And this need is powered by love. When you harness the energy of love, you will be able to contribute with all your heart. You will not get tired. You will not be weary in trying to contribute. And when I say contribution, I'm not talking about money. There are many ways you can contribute. A lot of people have like non-profit organizations these days, charity organizations. They go out there, they do charity works. I'm talking about people that are millionaires and billionaires. They go out there, they do charity works, things that we consider menial works. They go out there, they do it because they want to be able to contribute. They want to be able to do something that is meaningful. And they are doing it because of love. And the energy that comes from love is what is empowering them to be able to do that. So I want you to go and listen to these six needs again. Make a note for yourself. Look at these six needs. How do you want to be able to satisfy these needs in your life? And then ask yourself, how much do you appreciate love? How much are you open to loving people? Because until you begin to do that, these needs will still be lacking. But when you learn how to love people, how to respect love and appreciate it so that you can never lack it, and now you begin to harness the energy, you will watch your life prosper. You will see as you progress and as you grow. And the more you grow, the more you appreciate it, the more. I hope this episode serves you. I hope you learn one or two things that you can, you know, integrate in your life that will help you in this journey. All I'm here to do is to serve you in the best way that I can. So I want to thank you again for your time, for spending this time with me. I value it so much and I so much appreciate you. From the depth of my heart, I want to say thank you. And guys, you know, you guys have been awesome. And words can be enough to say thank you. So next week, I'm coming in with my beloved wife. We're going to be doing a podcast. She's going to be a guest on my podcast. We want to talk, answer the questions that you guys have sent to us and some other things. So we'll tell you about ourselves so you guys will get to know us, because we are a community, a family. So it is a good thing for us to know each other. So thank you for your time. Thank you for adding value to this community. I love you so much, and I will catch you on the next episode.
If you like this podcast, please share it with your family and friends. And make sure you rate us. Always know and remember this: significance can't be ignored. Thank you.